Today's cotton newsline is five cuts. All cuts are Stanley Culpepper, extension weed scientist with the University of Georgia. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
There are many factors that have gone into our growers getting more effective, but it's primarily focusing around the growers' mentality and aggressiveness to go after this pest. Our growers are more timely. Our growers are more diversified. For example, 92% of our growers are hand weeding over 50% of our crop. Also, our growers understand the pest that they're fighting. The biological attributes that make Palmer amaranth special, my growers understand it. And you got to understand that pest. You got to find the weaknesses of that pest if you're going to be successful. And we've really crossed that bridge, and we've been very, very lucky.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Learning the positives and negatives of every potential herbicide and then developing a system, placing those herbicides at the right point in the program, have made us better. But again, overall, it's the mentality and making the right decisions of using the right tools at the right time. And also, I must stress, none of my growers rely exclusively on herbicides. The days of spray, 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 they're gone. You don't survive in my state. My guys are diversified. Our programs are complex, but they're doing extremely well, at least in 2012, as far as management.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Our biggest challenge is the economics. We're not economically sustainable. We're spending too much money. For example, in the state of Georgia in 2012, we spent about $103 million collectively as cotton growers to manage this one pest. That's not sustainable long term. So we're doing good on management, but we got to figure out how to get more effective as far as economically.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The pilot pigweed program actually began 2 years ago in the state of Georgia. And what it is it's the use of a heavy rye cover crop in reducing Palmer amaranth emergence. Palmer amaranth only has two or three weaknesses, but one of the weaknesses is it really needs a lot of sunlight to germinate. But if we can use a rye cover crop and roll it and basically create a mulching effect that blocks the sunlight, we can actually reduce Palmer amaranth emergence. Our data suggests 65 to 95%, depending on the level of biomass that you've got in the field.
Fifth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
A lot of potential benefits, especially environmentally, by using a cover crop system. But what we saw is we needed to get a first-hand look on a grower's field. So several of the congressmen in the state of Georgia, as well as NRCS, worked together. They came up with some money to go directly to our growers to evaluate the potential of using a heavy rye cover crop, roll that cover crop, and then plant cotton into it. And so far, it's been extremely successful. It's a new production practice. We're learning more and more every day, but so far, it's nothing but positive results from our research as well as our growers.